This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So we opened the program today with a little Don Henley. And I have told you that the greatest concert I have ever seen in my life, nothing will ever beat it, is the show that we went to a few months ago in Las Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere.
You showed me pictures of it. It's
nothing
amazing.
Will beat it.
It's amazing.
And some of my good friends are going this weekend to see Kenny Chesney, who is now at the Sphere. And this is one of those venues, you guys, where artists are clamoring to be a part of this and get in there. The venue does not have to ask the artists to come. The artists are clamoring to get in. Who can be there the longest? Who can stay? Who can fill it up? It seats about 17, 18,000.
So it's your standard arena.
It's very intimate. Like, think Allen Fieldhouse. It is a very intimate arena, except that it is one of the most visually stimulating. It's almost impossible to describe if you haven't been inside of it, right? So listen to this story that is a little bit of a warning that I don't think concert fans saw coming. When Brian and Michelle Albin of Minnesota visited Las Vegas last week for a quick trip to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere, they didn't realize their trip would take a terrifying turn. Because of their experience, they're now warning others of the possible medical issue that can affect anyone who attends a show there. What first appeared to be Brian, who's 54, maybe having a heart attack, turned out to be seizures caused by the trillions of lights and movement on the massive screen inside the Sphere. And when the couple went to the hospital, because they didn't know what was wrong, they thought maybe he was having a heart attack, the emergency room staff said, oh, we get people from the Sphere in here all the time.
I'm sure you do.
Now, if you are Scott's brother who has epilepsy, There is no way, I'm telling you right now, there is no way you can go see a show inside of the Sphere.
Yes, you can.
For any reason, there's no way.
My brother goes to concerts with me all the time. He's on medication.
But what, even with medication, Scott,
he can go to concerts.
With the lights and the strobes, what I'm trying to say to you is I don't think you can adequately understand what the Sphere does to your brain and your eyes in a good way.
Dana, we've been to
We've
been to Kiss concerts.
This is different because it is 360 degrees, immersive and nonstop. It is different than any concert you have ever seen.
It sounds like what you're suggesting is there's a spectrum of epilepsy. You're either severe or very, very mild.
And my brother's epilepsy is mild.
And so if you're on the very, very mild side of that, then maybe you've never had symptoms. Maybe you've never had to avoid flashing lights because it's never been a problem, but then you walk into an environment like the Sphere and it's so overwhelming that all of the sudden, the symptoms that you've been avoiding your entire life because it's so mild rear their ugly heads.
Except that, in this case, 54-year-old Brian does not have epilepsy.
Oh, really?
Listen to this.
And he seized?
Visiting Sin City to see Chesney's show at the Sphere for Michelle's birthday, things were going as planned until 8 songs into the concert. Quoting here from his wife, he was on his second beer and we were just talking. We were just FaceTiming a friend. And then all of a sudden I feel him kind of bump up next to me. I could feel he was shaking and I turned around. His head was straight back. His body was vibrating. He fell toward me and I caught him and was trying to get him to the ground. His face was white. His eyes were rolled back into his head. People around me were trying to get me to help him get to the floor, right? Mm-hmm. She really thought this was a heart attack, was trying to find a pulse, like all of those things. They get EMTs there. He's unconscious 3 to 5 minutes.
Yep.
They get him into the ER, and the doctor goes, let me guess, Sphere?
they're not suing, are they?
I don't see that anywhere here. Okay. By the time the ambulance got the gurney in there, he was coherent enough to be able to at least know what was happening. His vision was not normal. Mm-hmm. His blood pressure was really low, as was his pulse. She says, it's honestly the most traumatic event in my life. The reason I posted anything is because when we got to the emergency room, the doctor mentioned to us that they see this on an average. You want to guess?
3 times a week.
5 to 7 times per week from people coming from the sphere. So what is it? I'm not saying
it's
the sphere.
It's overstimulation.
I'm not saying the sphere is liable, but you know,
well,
even
sounds like they are.
Even on a roller coaster, you guys, you will have a warning that says, you know, rapid movement, you know, just warning.
Sure.
Even during some movies or certainly Broadway plays, it will say a warning to our audience in Act 2, Scene 3, there is a loud bang
or
and
a strobe light. That's
the
key.
Haunted houses, there will be signs within the haunted house saying you're about to enter a room where there's a lot of strobe.
Have you guys ever seen somebody go through a seizure?
I have not.
Yes.
You have?
Yes. It is terrifying.
It is terrifying. And the only person I've ever seen go through a seizure is my brother. And I'm trying to think how many times I was there for the first one when he was about 14. And then I was there for the one that he had when he locked the bathroom door at my apartment in Lawrence.
And then you concussed him.
And I kicked in the door and cut open his forehead for him.
It is a terrifying thing to see. What they are calling this, and look this up, Scott, I've never heard of this. The overwhelming lights, video, and strobes inside the sphere are inducing something called photosensitive seizures. She says, my husband has no history of seizures, but collapsed because of the lights. He was in and out of consciousness and seizing more than 35 minutes.
Yeah. So basically, photosensitive epilepsy is what it's called. It's exactly what it sounds like. Your seizure is triggered by pulsating, fast-moving lights. So a concert, a casino. My brother once had a seizure on a casino floor in Las Vegas because of all the lights and sounds.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like he had very mild epilepsy, and it's kind of like somebody who has a very mild allergy to peanuts. And maybe you've never had a scoop of peanut butter in your life, and you take a big old bite of peanut butter, and all of a sudden you're going into anaphylactic shock, and you have no idea what's going on.
The Sphere does list a warning on their website that such elements may aggravate certain medical or physical conditions. And no. I'm not beating up on the Sphere. Will forever be, for both of us. Johnny will tell you the same thing. It's the best show we've ever been to. Nothing will ever top that show at the Sphere. It's not going to happen. However, I don't think most people understand. There's no way to understand what that experience is like until you're in there.
I understand. But what I'm simply saying is anyone, now this person doesn't have epilepsy, you've indicated.
No.
But if you have epilepsy and you're not on medication, let's say you have a mild form of epilepsy and you are on medication, like my brother, you can pretty much do whatever you want. He hasn't had a seizure in several decades. But if you have epilepsy and you know it, you know, especially if you have a very severe form of epilepsy,
right,
you don't go to concerts. That's just part of the
correct
deal. You don't play video games.
But what they're
that's
saying with this, Scott, is that the people that are ending up in the ER
are not epileptic.
Listen to this from the website. Events at the Sphere are immersive experiences that, depending on the event, may include seat haptics, movement sensation, flashing lights, intense lighting, visual effects, loud noises.
But isn't that what you're paying for?
Yep. Atmospheric stimulations, including fog, scent, and wind. Such elements may aggravate certain medical or physical conditions, and guests should take that into consideration if you have a history of discomfort or physical symptoms. And it says if you're pregnant, consult with your doctor. I just think they need to probably be more, I don't know how you warn people, not even warn people, but let them know, because until you're in there, there's no way to describe what your eyes.
And the video that you showed me where the lyrics are literally dripping from the ceiling.
From lion eyes.
The lyrics are dripping from the ceiling. I don't even know how they did that.
I don't either.
And
my jaw was on the floor the entire time we were in there. It's just so incredible and so
awesome.
Overwhelming in a good way.
As long as you don't have epilepsy. Or not easily stimulated by visual things.
But you're not going to know that you're easily stimulated by this until you go in, because there's never been anything like it. Not even a KISS show. I swear to you, Scott.
I believe you on that. What you showed me was pretty awesome. Now, if Kiss would do that with all the laser and the blood and the lights and everything, that might beat the Eagles. That might beat the Eagles.
I don't think so.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.